Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is a special night because we have one of my favorite people on and one of T. Mitch's favorite people. But I wanted to point out before I bring on my homegirl, Sister Sweet, T. Mitch is not in the building today because of finals. Now, yes, I know what you're thinking. Last year when I had finals, I still did the show with no problem. But you have to remember, I have more brain power than the average man. What's going on, Sister Sweet?
Oh, my God. You have more brain power than the average man. Go ahead, then.
That's right. That's how it works. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just want to let you know that we also have, as T. Mitch is very fondly of calling, Uncle Ray is going to be a guest host tonight as well. I think he's on the line. Are you there, Ray?
I am here. I'm not sure how I feel about the whole Uncle Ray thing, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go for now.
I can call you Uncle Ray. You can call me Aunt Angela.
I have never called Ray. I have never, ever called Ray my uncle. Probably because we're the same age, but I've just never said that.
That's a teammate thing, right? That's in honor of teammates. And yeah. Him doing his finals tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to keep some good vibes flowing towards him tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll keep it hot.
Ray, what's going on, man?
I'm good. You know, I've been sitting here in playoff heaven, and so I'm just enjoying the quality of the NBA playoffs. It's been pretty good so far, so I'm loving it. And you know how I feel because I am the ultimate Knicks fan, and so we've had our downs and our ups, but we're on an upswing now, so I'm excited about it.
That's cool. They are doing well. Hopefully they can man up and finish off the Pacers. And
yeah.
I know it's not so much Neil Soul, but what's going on with Justin Bieber nowadays? I hear he's really wilding right now.
Yeah, I think he's feeling himself. He's at that age where when you get a lot of fame, a lot of wealth all at one time, and you got your hormones going and you got people in your ear. So, he's getting a little bit out of control. So someone needs to put the brakes on. Now, one of the things that's amazed me about these young Hollywood stars and some music stars as well is how little the parents seem to be able to influence their behavior. But so hopefully, you know, somebody will step in and put a stop to it.
and that is very well put. When I was growing up, I got my behind kicked if I did anything wrong. I still don't
there
do that. But it's a different time.
Yeah, it's a different time. And sometimes when kids make more money than their parents, you know, everything gets slipped. But reality is, as a parent, you need to make sure that doesn't happen.
That is very true. Well, we got a good show tonight. We have Shelly Bouchan on, if I'm correct, right?
Absolutely. We're very excited about Shelly. She is a true friend of the show and of XTDL.
Extremely talented. Fantastic lady. She is just class personified. We look forward to having her on tonight. Sister Sweet, we got some news to talk about?
I put it back up because, you know, you guys kind of left me out of basketball session. And too bad teammates is not on the line, because I do remember a few weeks ago when I said I had faith in the Grizzlies. He's like, well, they're down by zero and two. And I said, you know what, I have faith. Okay, all I got to say is the Grizzlies are doing their thing. That's all I got to say about that.
It has nothing to do with faith. As soon as Westbrook got hurt in Oklahoma City, we all knew Memphis was going to the finals. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about, but Memphis is going to the
finals. You just know their jerseys that look very nice, right? I hear you.
I just asked my brother who won last night.
That's a true fan for you right there.
That is a true fan, right? She finds out who won in the morning and then mouths off at everybody else.
Exactly. But we won. Yeah. Was it last night we won? But, you know.
Oh, yeah. You won last night. You won in Oklahoma City. Sure did.
Yeah, we won in Oklahoma City. He's so funny because my brother, he's so funny. I don't know if you saw the last game of the Grizzlies playing the Clippers, but I think there was a fight between...
There was a tussle.
Yeah, there was a little tussle. And it's
between Blake Griffin, and Z-Bo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny watching him recreate that little tussle. I'm like, I hate I missed it.
Well, you didn't miss much. You know, it's not light-skinned guys can't really fight. So it wasn't much of a tussle. Z-Bo just kind of grabbed Blake Griffin.
I'm not co-signing on that one. I'm not co-signing on that.
We're a really physical team. We are. You know, Memphis is a physical city, if you watch the news, so.
Yeah, that's why they call it the Grind House.
Exactly. There you go.
And there's the thing that I'm not going to touch, Ray. You see that? We all have things that we're just not going to touch. That was mine.
Restraint is good sometimes.
So I have some homework for Sister Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The Billboard Music Awards are coming. And Prince is going to make a rare performance. Seems that a lot of people are buzzing about it. I know you know about this already.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, the Billboard Music Awards are coming up in, I want to say, 2 weeks. And Prince will be doing a rare live performance on the Billboard Music Awards. Now, even though they're going to be hosted by that guy that I don't really care for, I can't think of his name right now, the Saturday Night Live guy. What's his name, Ray?
One of the current people on it?
The black guy, the Stephen Fetchin guy.
Tracy Morgan. Oh, you ex Saturday Night Live guy. Yeah, okay, Tracy Morgan. Yep.
He's hosting it. Definitely not one of my favorite people, but
yeah, he's not the most talented. I'll give you that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Prince is performing live, and Sister Sweet, I want you to critique that performance because we haven't seen him in a while. And then that following Wednesday, when you come on, we want you to break it down. We want to know if he's lost a step. We want to know if his wardrobe has become bad. We want the whole breakdown of that Prince performance.
Oh, I am the ultimate Prince fan. I just want to know, did he get his good replacement yet?
That's why I gave you the homework assignment.
Because I'm jealous. I need me a knee replacement. I'm like, did he get his good replacement yet?
See, that's how you know we're getting a little up there when we start talking about replacement parts.
I'm looking at replacement parts now.
Yes,
oh,
Lord. Man.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Wow.
Wow. I can tell you secondhand that he gave a great show down in Austin at South by Southwest. I was hoping to get in. Unfortunately, I couldn't. It was so crowded. But I heard that he was on for like 3 hours. He just ripped it. He ripped it.
Really?
Yep.
No, the last time I saw Prince in concert was a very long time ago. But can I say that the show was over and we had really bad seats. And you know, right? No, I'm not even going to say how long ago it was. I was going to say, you know, it was New Haven. or I'm sorry, not New Haven, but it was in somewhere up there. But anyway, I do remember Prince leaving, you know, at the end of the show, he leaves the stage, and we're like, wow, we saw kind of half the show because we were kind of behind a, you know, a pole. We didn't see most of it. But this man came, I think he had won a Grammy that night or something. This man came back on stage, and Sister Sweet was jumping over chairs, people, whatever, to get to the front of that stage. And he gave pretty much a total performance again with new music. Most people had left already. So I am a true Prince fan. And I will definitely be watching and will be critiquing. And pretty much he can't do any wrong, so just let you know.
Excellent. Now, I don't want any, either one of you, and I don't believe I'm going to admit this, I don't want my card revoked. But, you know, Ray will tell you, I am the ultimate movie and TV trivia person. I know everything about everything. Two movies that I have never seen.
Purple Rain. Oh, no.
And Under the Three Moon. I've never seen Prince of the movie, ever.
You can forego the second one, but the first one is an absolute classic.
Yeah. This hands the phone. This hands the phone.
Yeah.
I put the disclaimer off not to revoke me for that.
Man,
That is one of the greatest concert movies ever.
So you just gave Sister Sweet an assignment. I'm going to give you an assignment. Your assignment is to watch Purple Rain and give us your review next Wednesday.
I'm on it. And you know what? Since Apollonia is in it, you got no argument for me. I will check that movie out. It's been a week. I don't get to talk to you guys that much. I mean, have you guys observed or seen anything in the music world recently that's worth giving a quick discussion about while we got a few minutes?
Well, not in the music world, you know. But, you know, I'm talking to those people who watch soap operas, which, by the way, I don't anymore. However, I am a Young and the Restless fan. And Catherine died today, if you're familiar with The Young and the Restless.
On the show or in real life?
In real life. She died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sure some of our listeners do. I was really, I was like, wow, Catherine has been there since the beginning.
Wow. Yeah. You know, so I grew up in a household where my mom and my grandmother watched the Channel 7 or the ABC shows, so I know nothing of what you speak. But I can tell you everything about One Life to Live and General Hospital and Ronnie.
You know? And the thing is, you said they're all gone.
They're all gone.
And the only rest is one of the few that are left. And
the memories,
And when I left corporate America, one thing I said is that I would not sit at home and watch soap operas. So I don't watch soap operas. But that is today was a big moment when she died, because I think she was on there, you know, for pretty much up until the last year before she became sick. So we are sending our blessings out to their family and friends and the fans. We will miss Catherine. I don't know her real name, but she was known as Catherine on Young and Restless.
There you have it. One summer, when I was on punishment, I watched all my children for one summer.
punishment.
I was like, that's the other one. So, you know. I had to watch all my children. But that was it. It was just one summer.
Well, on the music tip, I can give you some insight on a couple of shows that I've really been getting into this season, this television season, and that's The Voice and American Idol. So I can tell you, on American Idol, I've been really impressed with the quality of the singers. It was kind of funny though, because really when they started out, it was quite clear that the women were way better than the men on the show this year. And as it turned out, I think the last five left were women, and it probably should have been the last 10 left, to be honest with you. But it's been a really good season in terms of quality performances, and I got to say that my favorite is Candace from South Carolina, so I hope she really does take it home. And,
is that the healthy dark skin sister?
That is indeed her. That is indeed her. So it may have something to do with the fact that my mom and my daughter both named Candace, and my mom's from North Carolina. But it probably has something to do with the fact that she is an incredible talent. And so for anyone who is listening, I encourage them to get on to American Idol site and vote for Candace tonight. All right, definitely do that. And then also on The Voice, it's been a great season as well. They had two new judges this year, that being Usher and Shakira in place of CeeLo. And what is her name? I can't think of her name. I can't think of who was on there. But nonetheless, it's been a great season on the Voice as well. And the whole competition between the judges with their teams has been excellent, and I've enjoyed looking at the process of getting the artists ready for the competition with the coaching and the background production that's been doing. So I really enjoyed it, and I encourage folks to check it out.
But there you have it. I mean, how can you have a bad show with Shakira on it?
Hey.
Okay. All right. I don't know. One song that Shakira sings.
Does that really matter?
No.
Yeah, it does.
As long as he's not stationary, it's good. Okay? There you have it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as we talked about earlier, our guest tonight is Shelley Bouchon, and we are going to start off, before we bring on Shelley, with two of her songs. She actually did a dangerous thing. She told me what she wanted to play, and she said, well, use your own discretion. So I'm playing one song that I like. I loved her album, by the way. She sent me her album, and I played it all weekend. I love it. But there was one that I wanted to play. It's going to be the first one. And then the second one is going to be one that she picked. So if you guys don't mind, I'll start off with Something Out of Nothing by Shelley Bouchon, and that is the name of her latest album, which will be available in June, although she did debut it this past Sunday. And then we're going to follow up by Feather, which is her choice. So I'll be really interested in knowing what you guys think about the two selections. So we're going to start off with Something Out of Nothing by Shelley Bouchon.
Thank you.
you have it. Two songs from our buddy Shelly. And they were both fantastic. What did you guys think?
I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. You know, I've always been a Shelly Duchamp fan, and but she brought it. She really brought it on those two tracks, and especially that last track, the soul for this and the power of the passion were just unmatched. I really enjoyed it.
And I can tell you, the whole album is great. I enjoyed it. She sent it to me, and it was everywhere I went, Walmart, which I hate. But everywhere I went, I had it in my iPod on, and it is a great album, and I'm looking forward to her just, you know, blowing up because it's a great album.
I want one, and we're going to talk later. We don't have time now about why someone would hate Walmart, but that's neither here nor there. But I will say that I am on your side. That first song, I love that first song.
That has been in my head all weekend. When I first heard it, it was like, I can't get it out of my head. I'm singing something out of nothing. You know, I'm like, I hate that, but I love that song.
It's a great song. Great song. So is Shelly ready to go, Sister
Sweet? She is on the line, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Hold on one moment. Shelly?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Shelly!
Hi!
What's going on?
Not much. I was just listening to you guys blushing here.
That is some good music.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you. I know that, you know, I've been basically egging you guys on for like a year about this album, going, oh, yeah, I'm close. So I'm glad that I finally was able to deliver here.
Well, it sounds like from the two tracks I heard, it sounds like it's well worth the wait. And, you know, I'm not going to complain on air about me not getting a copy and only Sister Sweet getting a nice one. You know.
Don't worry, I'll get you. Don't worry, I'll send you a copy after we're done here. Don't you worry.
But that is some great music. Those were two great songs. How's everything going?
Pretty good. I'm basically coming up for air now. I mean, I feel like I've been in this sort of vacuum for months. And, you know, not really talking to people, not really doing anything, just kind of like turning into a hermit. So now I'm up for air and trying to figure out what to do now. So it's great. But, I mean, it's all so new just to be done with this. Like Sunday was the New York release. And, you know, it's slowly going to make its way through all the digital channels. So probably the next couple of weeks it'll be available for everyone. But, you know, it's been crazy just trying to finish this album up, and we have this big show on Sunday where we released it, where we tried to pretty much replicate the album live. And I like to equate it to like taking a movie and trying to replicate it on stage. It's like you pretty much can do it, but you know, it's still never going to be the same as like the production. But it was great,
right.
And it was super fun. We had some really great, talented people on stage, in addition to Ben, Harry, and John, who normally play with me. And it was super fun, and it was well received. And I was really happy that I'm getting a lot of good feedback on this, and so I feel really happy about what we've done. So I'm excited.
Excellent, and you should feel happy. That was. Now, T. Mitch is missing out tonight, Shelly, and you know he's a big fan of yours, but he's doing his finals. He's finishing up school.
Break
so.
A leg on those finals.
You got to support the boys' education. So
yes, you do.
I agree.
Yeah.
But he's going to be mad that he missed out on that.
Well, I'll send him a copy, too.
No, he can't get one. He wasn't here.
Never mind. Don't worry.
But this is the point where I usually allow him to ask all of these in-your-face questions that, you know, get under people's skin, but they never show it. And now he's not here to do it. So I'm going to let I'm going to see what my two compadres here.
I'm ready.
Want to ask?
I have a question. You said that Something Out of Nothing was originally conceived as a concept album. Did that change as you went through it, or you know, I see flickering, I see feathers. Because you were talking about I can never say this word right. Anthropomorphizing.
I feel like I can't even say it now. Anthropomorphizing.
So did that change as you went along in producing the album?
Well, I think maybe there's a couple that, I mean, to be honest, I feel like I tried to keep to the idea as much as possible. And, you know, essentially the idea of anthropomorphizing, or basically looking, you know, looking at a particular object, it could be anything really, and trying to extract like different feelings. Or, for example, let's talk about Feather, because we just played that. You know, I remember riding on the train, and there was this tiny little feather, and every time the train would move, like the wind that was coming through the crack in the doors would pick up the feather, and it would just like spin and spin. And then when the doors would open, it would fall. And I remember just kind of staring at this feather while I was writing and thinking, I feel like I'm this feather sometimes. I feel like, you know, I used to belong to something like a bird, or, you know, could be a relationship, could be anything. And now I'm just kind of floating in the wind, in this space, in this world, and, you know, you kind of have to make the most of it. So in a way, I was able to kind of look at myself in the reflection of this inanimate object and come up with like a new vocabulary and just kind of like a new expression for, you know, things that we feel every day. I feel like, you know, through my writing process, and through a lot of people's writing process, you know, when they first start out, it starts off, you know, it's almost like you're slowly peeling back the onion of you, and you start off talking about normal things like, you and I are in a relationship, you sucked, and now it's over, and I hate you, or whatever, and you talk about it in really sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say simple, but like very straightforward ways of communication, and this just allowed me to be a bit, to try and be a bit more beautiful about the way that I was using words, you know. So it just opened me up. So basically, I could look at something and kind of bring it back to me, kind of bringing this inanimate object to life through me, you know, and through my experiences. So it just helped me get like a new vocabulary and a new way to talk about things. So I feel like I use that concept through everything, but ultimately, you know, the songs and the experiences come back to my own experiences that I've had, like, for real.
Wow, that was deep.
That was, and it was so articulated. It's so well articulated.
I tried.
Wow, I will never look at a feather the same.
Right. I know.
A pigeon feather that was getting like tossed around. It was probably disgusting.
That
it has
really
diseases on it. Who knows?
That's one of the top explanations that an artist has had on this show to a question. So
really?
we're gonna have to mark that one down.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was real serious.
That was no joke.
Maybe ask me something else that's not so serious then.
That was no joke.
Yeah. Like ice cream.
I have something for you.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, the last song, Feather, and again, we're going back to it, I heard so much soul in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at your bio, it doesn't speak to what a lot of artists speak to, like time in the church or anything like that, singing in the choir. How did you, where did you get that soul influence? Because you could feel the passion, you could feel the genuineness of what you're saying. Where do you think that came from?
You know, I spent a lot of time listening to soul music. I mean, my first, you know, I grew up listening to pop radio, and, you know, my parents, I did go to church, but not, you know, just like a regular Catholic church with my mom. She's Mexican and my dad's Indian, and he didn't go to church. But really my experience is listening to the radio. Grew up with a lot of like Michael Jackson and Prince when I was little, Hall and Oates. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and I was exposed to a ton of music, but I always felt like soul music pulled me the most. It felt the most natural to me. And I don't know, it resonated with me in a way that other music just didn't. And
right.
I don't think, you know, there was ever a part of me that was trying, for example, to, you know, I don't feel like I ever really tried too hard to get into it or not. It was basically
right.
something that was very natural for me. I feel really lucky that it was.
Right.
I don't
right.
think that it's ever been like a forced thing for me, but it's been like, it's the music that no matter what, like I keep on coming back to. Like even when I, you know, I definitely spent a lot of time listening to rock and, you know, just straight up pop. But every time I, you know, even today, I was kind of going through my playlist and I was like trying to find different things. And, you know, I happened to get to a live Donnie Hathaway track and I'm like, ah, oh, God, it's
nice.
So awesome. Like, no matter what I do, it just keeps on coming back to me. So it's just part of me. And I can't really explain why, but
right.
it's the most natural. It's been the most natural fit in terms of where I feel like my heart lies, in terms of where I feel the most comfortable musically.
Well,
where I feel like
tell.
I can let go, you know.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
quite obvious, and and I'm just looking forward to hearing more of it because I love to hear the passion in soul music when it's good and when it's genuine and when it's honest and it rings so true with your songs.
Thank you. I mean, it's an honor to be able to do it, you know, and I feel lucky that I can. So, you know, I just will continue. You know, I think that I'll always be dancing around this sort of soulful territory, and there will be times
right.
when it will feel a little bit more rock influenced or a little more funk influenced, and it, you know,
sure.
it changes.
Sure.
But I feel like as long as I kind of dance in that territory, then it feels like I feel safe in what I'm doing in a positive way.
Gotcha.
Wow, you're pretty quiet over there, Sister Sweet. You all right?
I am. I'm okay. I just realized I forgot to put on the instrumental. I still am.
I thought she was still trying to say that word.
Anthropomorphic. I can barely say.
I forgot to put an instrumental. So, you know, but you know, I was so engrossed in what you were saying. I'm like, oh my gosh,
I'm sure it was so compelling. It was compelling. I'm sure.
Shelly, tell me what your favorite song is on this new album and tell me why.
Ooh. It keeps on changing. Like, I think right now my favorite is Intoxication. I think
okay.
that's my favorite at the moment. And I think the reason why I like it, there's a ton of harmonies on there, and I'm totally in love with listening to all these harmonies. There's like 20 harmonies stacked on there, and I also like how like lazy the song is, like vocally it's lazy, and there's just like a really deep groove to it. Harry Cordue's playing the bass and John Celentano's playing the drums, and it just like falls into this sort of deep groove, and I don't know, right now it's my favorite, so I'll take a listen to that and I'll be like, ah, yeah, I feel really good about this. So yeah, that's my favorite right now, but tomorrow may be a different story. Depends on the weather. You know?
Depends on the weather.
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, are there any interesting stories behind any of these songs in terms of inspirations?
Well, let's see. Flickering, Flickering, which I'm actually finishing a video on, and hopefully I'll be able to share that in the next few weeks, and as soon as I do, I'll send it to you guys. But that was actually inspired by my laptop that was breaking, and so When you listen to it, if you listen to it, you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is about a laptop. And then you'll go, oh my gosh, it really is about a laptop. I had this laptop that kept on flickering off and on, and I was like, oh my God, I do everything on this laptop. I pay my bills on this laptop. I write on this laptop. I do everything. How can it do this to me? It has my pictures, my music, everything. And so basically I started writing about this, you know, relationship with my laptop in the same way that somebody would do if, you know, they were getting messed around with like a love interest, for example. If you don't know like what's going on with them, you're like, I thought we were cool, but now we're not cool anymore. You just tell me what's happening. So essentially that's what the song's about. But yeah, so it was about that. And I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, they all have some interesting stories. There's a ballad. There's a ballad on there called Moon, simple piano ballad. And I wrote it around the time that the supermoon was out. It was supposed to be like the biggest moon that we'd see in our lifetimes or whatever. But I thought that
your vocals were so like clear, and you made an effort to on the moon track, you made an effort to make your vocals so much clearer.
Yeah, I feel like in this record I tried to make a lot of different. I tried to make some different choices in terms of, I just wanted to be super clear, super, super raw if possible. Like when possible, like be as raw and like real about everything. And just like not cover anything up. I mean, I've recorded all my vocals on a handheld mic. I mean, we took a lot of different approaches to recording this. You know, my number one goal with this record was to try to make a beautiful record. I just wanted to try and make something that I thought was beautiful. And I thought by doing that, you know, I had to be as raw as possible and as exposed as possible. Because I think, you know, a lot of times that's when we're most vulnerable is when we're most beautiful. And I was hoping that maybe that would come through, or somebody would agree that maybe what I was doing. You know, who knows? That's what I was trying to do. But yeah, on Moon, you know, Moon was pretty stark. It's a pretty stark track, but it's definitely clear vocals on that. But happy with it, you know.
That brings to mind another question I have regarding your capabilities as a writer and a producer. Which one do you like the most? I mean, because it's obvious that you have a sense of skills doing both.
Yeah.
Which one do you like actually the most?
Well, I feel like I'm still like working it out on the production side. I'm still not as gifted as like John, for example. He's really great at it, and he really pulled a lot out of me. But I mean, it was super fun producing it because we also gave ourselves a lot of time to experiment and try different things. Writing has now become a much easier thing, even though it's not easy for me necessarily. I feel like I have a better grasp of what I'm supposed to do. And with production, there's so many different options and sounds and EQs and just technical terms that, you know, it's massive in terms of what your choices are. And so I still am really, I feel like a total novice, but I loved doing it. It was definitely the best production process I'd ever gone through. So, you know, I think, you know, the fun thing is when you feel like you're learning something and you're still having fun doing it. I mean, granted, there were definitely times where we're like, what are we doing? But, I'm definitely still learning the production side of things, but I'm getting better. And I think it's just like anything in life. You just have to keep on trying and practicing, and trial and error is huge, you know.
Sure.
You know, but yeah. Definitely the writing tends to come easier, but at the same time, you know, I feel like even though you can write every day, you're not gonna always like come up with a gem. You know what I mean? Most of the time you're like, ew, what did I write? But,
right.
Yeah, a lot of times, actually. But, yeah, no, I mean, they're just different. They're just different in terms of how I see them. But I feel like I'm definitely getting better with production. But I definitely still need help.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, Sister Sweet, I heard you starting.
No, you didn't. It's up to you.
Well, I have another question, actually.
Sure.
And that's, we talked a little bit earlier, when we were kind of freestyling in the beginning, about two shows that I've been watching lately, and that's The Voice and American Idol. What's your view on those kind of talent contests, music talent contests that are on TV? What's your perspective on that?
This is a controversial question. I think, you know, let's see if I can come up with a PC answer. I think, you know, they're entertainment. I think that, you know, you can find a lot of very talented people on these shows, you know, and I think it's great if it brings exposure to these people who are talented, because the people who are on there are the reason that, you know, these shows exist, and there's
right.
nothing wrong with those people, you know. I sometimes think, though, that it sometimes waters down, like, the musical process. It's like music is more than just, you know, singing songs in karaoke style, okay? I just said it. Ugh! But
how you really feel.
You said it.
I've never actually said that in public. This is forever now. You know, the thing is, like, listen, I think it's great if it can bring exposure to these people who are talented, and so many of them are. And I think, you know, a show like The Voice does a really good job of showcasing a lot of talented people. I think, you know, reality TV is a little weird, and, you know, a lot of times they play on the vulnerabilities of people, and I don't necessarily like that. I sometimes think they do it just for drama and for, you know, entertainment value, and it has less to do with the craft of making music and being talented than it does with just getting ratings. So, I mean, ultimately, I'm all for supporting people who are talented, and, you know, they want the same thing that I want. You know, they want to be heard. They want people to listen to them. But I also really believe that, you know, you have to support the artist, not, you know, this need for ratings. It's just they're different animals. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard because sometimes it seems like getting on a talent competition like that is an easy way out. But at the same time, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting dilemma for I guess a new and up and coming artist. But I can tell you that when I think about what we used to do back in the 90s in terms of production and trying to get artists heard, there's just so many different channels now. That artists can get their music out. I mean, so you have these TV shows, you have the internet, and you have so many different venues. So there's a lot more choices. But I love what you said about watering down creative process, though, because that's a concern that I guess I can see in that type of production as well, since that people don't understand what it takes to write and produce a really nice and good song, and to become a real good indie artist.
I think that, and also just, you know, I think a lot of times it's more than just being a great singer. I mean, I value a great voice more than anyone. I love hearing people who can sing. Like, I love it more than anything. But I also think, you know, there is something about a person who can write. There's something about somebody who can actually express, you know, a song and know what the song is about and communicate it. And sometimes it doesn't require the very best singer. It requires the best interpreter. And, you know, I don't necessarily think, you know, a lot of those shows are about that entire person. It's often about who's the best singer, who can sing the loudest, who does the most runs, who is, who is the flashiest. And it's and at that point, it's like, is that really singing, or is this just basically like a race car competition, or, you know, a beauty pageant? It's interesting. I mean, I like I said, I'm in support of the talent who's on there. It's about the people and the talent that they have. And but I do think sometimes we forget about what music's about, which is about expression and connecting to other people and, you know, saying something that matters. And I think, you know, if we just look at it at from like face value, or the shell of what it seems to be, which is just a voice, then you know, I think we're all missing the point. I don't know. I'm serious, but I think that's how I feel about it.
No, I appreciate that perspective, definitely. And I think more people need to hear it.
I think people are afraid to express it, you know, but it's, you know, I think you gotta be honest, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how these shows continue to evolve. And I know that there's a lot of positive reaction regarding The Voice. You know, what I've seen of it, it seems like a super, you know, a fun show, and they really seem to do a lot to really encourage the talent and spend time with the talent. And, you know, so I'm definitely in favor of that. So more power to them.
Well said. So, Shelly, where are you going to be at next?
I have a residency in LIC in June every Wednesday night. So that's coming up. And I'm just starting to book up a lot of shows. I've been thinking about going to some different cities and sharing the record there. So hopefully I'll be able to
come to Dallas.
I know. You know, that's my parents' home, so that's very possible. If you can think of any place fun that you'd like to see me at, let me know.
Well, we're gonna have to get you down here. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
Well, we look forward to that. And Shelly, you can send a tweet when you're going to be performing.
I will. I absolutely will.
I know how busy you are, though, so I understand. So,
well,
I will wait patiently for that album. But
I will send that to you right away.
I look forward to it, because Sister Sweet takes every promo album, so we don't know what's going on in here.
What? Okay. Never mind.
I'll
remember that for next time.
Okay, we look forward to it. Well, you survived a night with three of us and no Team Edge.
I broke into a sweat. Made me be too honest this time.
You did fantastic, and we love having you on. We appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us.
My pleasure. I love being on here. Thank you guys so much for everything and always being like so supportive of me. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We appreciate your talent, your professionalism, and your commitment. We really do.
Thank you.
There you have it. Well, another great night and Shelly Bouchain was fantastic. Shelly, we're going to be in touch. We will follow and keep our people abreast of everything you have going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks again.
So there you have it. We had Shelly on. Shelly was fantastic. Guys, what did you think?
Oh, I love Shelly. You know, one thing I didn't get a chance to ask her is she introduced me to the concept of melodic music. And now that I listen to music, I'm always listening to the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because so much music nowadays doesn't have a melody, you know?
That is very true. Ray, what did you think?
No, I mean, that's an excellent point. I mean, the songs today, it's almost a challenge sometimes to hear the melody, and it's refreshing to be able to hear that. But that's what we try to do here again. I mean, we try to to bring the real stuff to everyone and allow people to hear what they don't hear on the radio and what they should be hearing on the radio, but, you know, they'll get it at xdl.com instead. So we encourage everyone to do that. But with that said, I know we only have a few more minutes, and I want to touch on a few things that we have going on.
Okay.
In the New York metro area. I know we have another meetup coming up on, I think, Friday, May 24th at Kenner House in Montclair. So I encourage you to check XTL out there as well. And we're going to be here in Dallas on June 1st, and we're going to be at Bellagio's with another Neo Soul Brunch powered by XTDL.com. And we're going to have a real good time. We're going to celebrate some birthdays, including my own.
Happy birthday.
Ahead of time, yes.
I like how you slid that in there.
Yep. So you're going to have to say it again. So don't think that's going to get you off the hook for saying
it. You know what? My birthday is in May, too, so I say happy birthday to everyone in May.
Right.
My birthday is May 27th, so happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, you May people.
Mine is June 6th. Mine is actually June 6th, but we're both Geminis, though, so I can appreciate you.
Oh, God.
Don't hate,
well,
man.
Listen,
don't hate.
I want to thank
Prince,
the two of you.
Prince is a Gemini as well. By the way.
Okay. Well, I want to thank the two of you for holding it down with me tonight. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think you guys were great. I got some messages during the show telling me that you guys were really fantastic and that we all gelled fantastic. So I appreciate you guys holding it down with me tonight while T. Mitch is doing what he needs to do.
We got to support the boys' education. Absolutely.
There you go. Before we sign off, happy birthday to Willie Mays, who turns 82 today.
Nice. Absolutely. One of the best, if not the best.
There you heard it. Well, 10 seconds left. I want to thank you guys again for holding it down with me. And next week, xtdl.com, everybody, we will be back when we will try to do better. Until then, for Ray, for Sister Sweet, and for the Q Man, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.